The deed is done. The golden spike that unites St. Paul, Minnesota, with Portland, Oregon, was driven at 6:20 p.m., September 8, 1883, St. Paul time, in western Montana. Thus the Great Transcontinental Line, known as the Northern Pacific Railroad, is now an accomplished fact. It was proper that St. Paul, being the eastern end of this great railroad, should celebrate the event. A 12-pound cannon was obtained from Captain McCarthy, of the artillery, and placed in Smith Park in St. Paul. The cannon was connected to a telegraph wire, so that the first blow upon the Golden Spike, 1,200 miles west of St. Paul, should fire the cannon. It was expected that the spike would be driven at 3 o'clock, but it was delayed, and the ceremony was not performed until 6:20, as stated before. Crowds of people gathered around the park in St. Paul, where the cannon was placed, as there was a great deal of curiosity if the feat would work. People patiently waited and the crowd continued to increase as the time wore on. In addition, arrangements were made for all the bells and whistles in the city to join in after the cannon blast. Finally, the anxiously awaited signal came, and at precisely 6:20 St. Paul time, the cannon discharged, and everybody knew that the golden spike that was so emblematic of the completion of this great highway across the continent, had been struck. After the discharge of the cannon, all the bells and whistles chimed in, and for half an hour or more, such a screeching howling racket was never before heard in St. Paul. It was the liveliest half hour the city ever witnessed and will be long remembered.